Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of December 2019. Calcutta High Court has directed the state government to suspend all media campaigns related to the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019, CAA. The court directed the state government to suspend the campaigns on CAA till the court gives its final orders. Moreover, the court also sought a detailed response from the state government about the petitioner's claim that campaign against the CAA was carried out using public money. Bombay High Court has ruled while upholding the conviction of a 29-year-old man for raping a 5-year-old girl that people accused of sexual offences against minor victims should be mercilessly and inexorably punished. The court rejected an appeal filed by Sagar Dhuri, challenging a special court order of June 2018 convicting him for sexually assaulting the victim and sentencing him to 10 years in jail. Supreme Court has stayed an Enforcement Directorate (ED) move to provisionally attach all assets of Ailing Bhushan Power and Steel Limited (BPSL), which is under insolvency procedure, in connection with money laundering charges and issued notice to the probe agency. The court asked ED to explain whether its money laundering charges would trump the insolvency proceedings by February 2020. Supreme Court has directed the Sale-Cum Monitoring Committee headed by retired Justice J.P. Deodhar to proceed with the sale of 114 properties investments identified by the resolution professional and endeavour to complete the process within 6 months. Telangana High Court has directed authorities to conduct a second post-mortem of the bodies of 4 accused in the gang rape and murder of a woman veterinarian near Hyderabad last month. The 4 were killed in an alleged encounter on the 6th of December, 2019. Delhi High Court has directed Reliance Industries and British Gas to disclose their assets on the central government's plea for directions to both companies not to dispose of their assets. Delhi High Court has asked the Delhi Chief Secretary to file an affidavit explaining the reasons for not complying with its previous orders on an action plan to make the buildings in the national capital earthquake-proof. The court granted a last opportunity to the Delhi government to notify the action plan, failing which the Chief Secretary would have to be personally present in the court. Madras High Court has ordered for dismissal of 3 judicial officers while denying the usual extension of service by 2 years for 8 others. Moreover, the court also permitted criminal prosecution of one of the dismissed district judges under the Prevention of Corruption Act, 1988. Allahabad High Court has directed the UP police to produce before it the arrest memo pertaining to the arrest of Lucknow-based senior lawyer and president of human rights group Rehai Manch Mohammed Shoaib. Further, the court also directed the government to produce documents to show that he was medically examined after the arrest. Karnataka High Court has told the state government to consider within 3 days fresh applications if any filed by individuals or organizations that want to express their views on the controversial Citizenship Amendment Act 2019. National Company Law Tribunal has approved extension of Jet Airways insolvency resolution period by 90 days. The Committee of Creditors sought extension of corporate insolvency resolution process of Jet Airways from the Mumbai bench of the NCLT in view of South America Synergy Group wanting more time for due diligence and 2 new interests being shown for the grounded airline. US court has ruled that the baby powder of Johnson & Johnson is not responsible for a Missouri woman's cancer. The litigation case, Forrest, in St. Louis, Missouri in the U.S. has resulted in a verdict for Johnson & Johnson, finding that Johnson's baby powder was not the cause of the Vicky Forrest's disease. Central government has amended the minimum land requirement and categorization of special economic zones. The new rules will now enable coexistence of any SEZ from any sector with others.